KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Kochta Minister Velinkosini Hlabisa has called on the business community in KZN to actively engage in strengthening local governance. His department's currently reviewing the 1998 White Paper on Local Government. He says reliable municipal services and accountability for poor performance are some of the key focus areas in the reform process. Hlabisa was speaking during a roundtable discussion with business leaders and other stakeholders in Umhlanga yesterday.
The local government system cannot be effective without a thriving local economy. And the local economy cannot thrive without reliable services, efficient regulation and accountable municipal institutions. It must offer a space to explore what new policy directions must underpin a renewed framework for local government that is agile, coherent and fit for purpose for the next coming generation.
The Defence Force is investigating a deadly shooting at a military base in Mpumalanga. Three soldiers have lost their lives. The SANDF's Prince Shabalala says the circumstances that led to this morning's shootings at the Macadamia base aren't clear at this stage.
An unfortunate incident occurred in the early hours of this morning near Komati Port. Preliminary information indicates that a tragic altercation involving SANDF members resulted in the death of three soldiers. It is alleged that one of the soldiers fatally shot two of his colleagues before taking his own life. The SANDF, in conjunction with the South African Police Services, has launched a full investigation into the matter.
eThekwini Mayor Cyril Qaba says the city plans on allocating over 600 million rand in the upcoming financial year to improve bulk infrastructure and support developments. He says they hope to attract more visitors to the municipality. Qaba says new developments, such as the recently opened West Town Square in Shongweni, have helped boost the local economy and create jobs.
I strongly believe that if you want to attract more visitors to the city, we must be prepared to spend money not only to build new infrastructure,
and the family of Zambia's late president, Edgar Lungu, says arrangements are being made for a private funeral. The family announced yesterday that the former leader will be laid to rest in South Africa following a dispute with the Zambian government. He passed away while he was receiving treatment at a hospital here. The family stopped the repatriation of his remains on Wednesday after it emerged that Zambian president, Hakainde Hichilema, plan to receive Lungu's remains against the late leader's wishes. In response, Hichilema, who won the 2021 elections, cut short an extended period of national mourning for Lungu. A recap of our lead story, Kochta Minister Velinkosini Hlabisa has called on the business community in KZN to actively engage in strengthening local governance. Even with the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.